is Adam Matas with DNVR, the DNVR Bar, and the DNVR Nuggets podcast, and you're listening to The Whole Show with Brady Hull.
Twenty-three minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. Joining me now on our First Advantage hotline is Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the UNC Bears. Jerry, my friend, I thought it was going to happen. I thought we were going to get to that championship game and the Bears were going to rise to the occasion and get us all dancing. I could picture you dancing, Jerry. I don't know what that's, maybe the Macarena, not sure yet, but I thought it was going to happen. Unfortunately, it was the complete opposite. The Bears just did not have it that night.
Number one, I'm a terrible dancer.
But join the club.
You don't want to look at that thing. You don't want to look at me dancing. All right. Yeah, I'm still with you, Brady. I still can't believe that they didn't put up a better fight than they did on Saturday. But, you know, it was disappointing. But great season, obviously, 20-win season. You get the third seed. You have some great wins on the road and at home this year, this regular season. But, yeah, it's just a stinker. I mean, that was one of the poorest games they played all year long. And you give a lot of credit to Montana State. Terrific team, loaded. They're gigantic. They were ready to play. They played with tremendous energy. And it just wasn't the Bears' night that night. I mean, you think about it, Matt Johnson had his worst game of the year. I think he was 1-for-11 or something like that. He had been so good. And they just took everything away, and then what was left, that just wouldn't fall. The basket had a lid on it that night for the Bears. So, yeah, disappointing loss, but a terrific season. And I can tell you this, I had a blast doing the games.
Yeah, and Jerry, it was so fun to listen to you, man. You know, just I've been listening and watching so much basketball, especially these last few weeks. And I just want to say on the broadcast side, it's very tough to do basketball. Sometimes I think broadcasters can get a little too fast with it, get a little too speedy. I don't know what's going on. You set the stage beautifully, my friend. And unfortunately, you set the stage perfectly where I'm watching the game and the championship game, but I'm hearing the Bears lose through your voice. And again, that's a skill set by you, but also paint that picture of a tough, tough outing for UNC.
Yeah, I appreciate that. You know, I work hard to try to do that. You know, if the team is winning, you want your announcer to tell the people in his tone of his voice they're winning. If they're not, they're getting beat. You want to describe the game, but you don't want to be, you know, you want to be realistic about things. You're going to get beat on this night. It's not your night. Let's let the fans know that. So I appreciate that, Brady. I really do. I should be good at it. I've been doing it for 35 years now. Finally, something's working. So, no, I appreciate the kind thoughts and just really love doing basketball. And you're right. It can be a difficult, challenging thing. A lot of young announcers get behind the action. They fall behind and can't catch up, and other guys get going too quickly. So to find that medium, like you say I have, is a real compliment. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no question. It was so much fun. I don't know about anybody else, and I know you didn't hear, Jerry, but I had to mute the TV broadcast. It was just not doing it for me. I was going to do it anyway, but I wanted to test and see. It's like, oh, are you kidding me? We're going over to Jerry Schimmel here. You mentioned Matt Johnson. I love that guy. He's a great player. Man, that was, I thought he was going to be a difference maker in that game. 1-of-11 in as far as his field goals, and that was rough. And again, that was kind of the way it was. Even Dalen Kuntz, who ended with 20 points, still was 5-of-15. Bottom line, nothing was going in.
Yep, exactly right. And even around the basket, I mean, you say that the Bears are a great three-point shooting team, and they are. When they're not shooting great, they have a chance to lose a game, and that was certainly the case. But just other stuff in the paint, you know, around the hoop, stuff wouldn't drop. Layups that normally Matt would finish, just rolling off the rim. So it was one of those nights. And, you know, what's interesting was that you talk about Matt Johnson being 1-for-11. His worst shooting night of the year comes in the most crucial game. He is actually, if you count the tournament, he was leading the league in three-point percentage. If you count his tournament games, and I don't think he had enough attempts to qualify in the regular season, he was a 43% three-point shooter, and he went 1-for-11. So you could claim he's the best three-point shooter in the league, and it just wasn't falling for him either. So, yeah, it's just one of those nights. And again, a lot of credit has to be given to Montana State. They really got after it defensively. They're a great team defensively anyway, but they're gigantic. Those two big guys from England are just huge. and you get in the lane, it's a different story than maybe against Portland State or against Eastern Washington. So big tip of the hat to Montana State, but at the same time, you're hoping the Bears might put up a better fight.
Yeah, you really were, and that's the tough part about these tournaments and no at-larges for the Big Sky is, you know, it's unforgiving. The tournament is what it is. You got to win three. Well, in the Bears' case, in Montana State's case, you got to win three games. And if you have a stinker somewhere in the mix, then tough. That's it. There's no rebounding. There's no coming back from that. And that, you know, you look at CSU. CSU had a. I didn't think they had a good game against San Diego State. However, they get to live no matter what. They get to fight another day, and that's what's so unfortunate about this tournament is if you have an off night, well, the Big Sky Conference, the NCAA, they don't care.
Yeah, exactly right. Someone was saying that too the other night. It's like even if we went undefeated, if we were 32-0 and lost this last game, we still wouldn't go to the tournament. So couldn't get an at-large bid, and that might not be the case. I don't know. I think if you go undefeated, you're probably going to get in the tournament somehow. But now you're right, and it's what they've been pointing to all year long. You know, the first time I talked to Steve Smiley at the beginning of the season, he said, you know what, this is all regular season stuff pointing toward the Big Sky tournament and us winning three games if we have a bye in the first round, which they did. And it all pointed to that, but they got there. They spent the entire season trying to get there, got there, just couldn't get it done against a really good Bobcats team.
Jerry, that's what's so frustrating about it, too. And again, you look at CSU, you have something. You have something that you can point towards. Okay, guys, if we win, maybe there's not a number on it anymore because of the quad one, quad two thing. I used to think it was like 20-plus wins, you're probably going to get in. But now you're looking, okay, if we beat this team, non-conference schedule looks this way. Well, for the Bears, it's all just neat. You know, I mean, like if they have great wins, if they would have beat CSU and all that stuff, and who knows, if they do go undefeated and you're beating teams like Texas and Colorado State, I mean, they had some crazy games in there, in Arizona, then maybe something changes. I don't know. But that's what's so difficult is you're playing all these games for a shot at three, and you better not screw up in those three.
Yeah, exactly right. And that's why, you know, different teams that maybe aren't necessarily the best and most talented teams in a conference like the Big Sky can come out of there, like Eastern Washington last year. You know, they won the thing when Southern Utah and Weber State were probably more talented than them, but just they had three good games in a row and went to the tournament. So, yeah, you're right. It's one and done. I mean, you lose a game, you have an off game, your point guard goes 1-for-11 when he's usually extremely reliable, then you're done. And you don't get that at large bid. So, you know, I think that's understood by everybody. Certainly it is with the coaches and the players. And you just hope that you have one of those great nights rather than an off night when you do get in that championship game.
Yeah, no question about it. But the Bears will, I guess, in a way, they will live to fight another day. They are going to go to the CBI tournament. They're going up against the Florida Atlantic Owls on March 20th. So we'll look forward to that now. And you know what? I'll say this, Jerry. Teams that we've talked to, coaches, you know, Tad Boyles and Nico Medveds of the world, they'll tell you firsthand, these tournaments might not matter to the fans as much, depends on who you ask. They do matter to the teams, and they help you get to the ultimately where you want to go, and that's to the to the NCAA tournament. These tournaments do matter to them.
Yeah, absolutely. And it'll be a great experience, I think, especially for this Bears team that's heavy laden with seniors, and they start five seniors. You don't want to go out the way you did on Saturday. You want to play again, and I'm sure they're hungry to do that. I haven't even looked at Florida Atlantic and what kind of team they might have, but I'm guessing it's going to be a great matchup. And I think just a chance, Brady, for a couple guys to play again, to play another game. I had a long talk with Drew Cuxhausen yesterday, coming back on the plane, and he said, you know, I want to play again. I just want to play at least another game in the Bears uniform. And by the way, what a terrific player. I mean, that guy really at 5'10" and not really a point guard, really has no business playing Division I basketball. But he's made himself into such an incredible player, and he's such a great kid. You want the best for him, and the best for him is to play again. So I think they're excited about it. You know, I think it'll be interesting to see what happens after getting more than a week off between games. That might be a little rust, but all the other teams will do the same thing. So, yeah, I think it'll be a great experience. I know Steve Smiley's really excited about it. He didn't want the season to end like everybody else did on Saturday, and to have another game coming up is something he's really excited about.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm pumped for this Bears team, too. More basketball, the better. And again, this could be a great learning tool for a lot of these players that will be back next year, which – will be interesting to see, Jerry. You know, Dalen Kuntz, Matt Johnson, what's it look like for those guys? I know those two guys got to be the building blocks, but in this day and age, you know, with the transfer portal, everything, you know, is Kuntz going to take a look and see what his stock looks like at the next level? I'll be curious to see what those two guys do.
Yeah, I will be too. And there's, I think there's a real good chance Matt comes back. I think he's almost got his mind set on being back. And if Dalen Kuntz comes back as well, and you said it right, he's going to kick the tires and see what else might be out there. Those two guys come back, Brady. That's the best backcourt in the Big Sky going into the season. There's no question about that. They got a couple of recruits that Steve is really excited about. They have a couple freshmen coming in that he thinks will be impact players at the beginning. They're that they're talented. So no red shirts for these guys, or at least a couple of them anyway. So yeah, I think it'll be interesting. You know, the other guys, Bodie Humes, he's got another year left if he wants it. I don't know if he's going to come back. Or John Cooch, the same thing. So those guys have a chance to come back. Whether they do or not, certainly we don't know, and it's up to them. But if Dalen Kuntz comes back and Matt Johnson looks like he's going to, that's an exciting backcourt right there.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Unfortunate way to see it end, but they made it to the Big Sky Championship, so that was a huge step. And I don't know that a lot of the movers and shakers in the Big Sky and the media poll, the coaches poll, had the Bears going there. So I think they did what a lot of people didn't think they could do, and then ended up getting 20 wins when it was all said and done.
Exactly right. So you count that as a great season. And yeah, I think a lot of people were surprised that Southern Utah didn't make the championship, thinking that was probably the most talented team in the league. Weber State got beat by Montana State. So there's a couple of really good, talented teams that didn't make the championship, and the Bears did. So you have to give them credit for that. And I think just a great experience as well. They get back in a championship game like that next year with the guys that played on Saturday, just going to be that much better. They're not going to have two stinkers in a row, I don't think, in the championship game.
Yeah, I think you're right. Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the UNC Bears, also the host of Amazing Americans, which we air right here on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Jerry, as the Bears season comes to a close, either way, next week we'll kind of wrap things up. I know Amazing Americans is churning it out every single weekend.
Yeah, we've had a great reaction to this past weekend. Barry Remington, who played football at CU and lost his daughter after two heart transplants, we're just having an overwhelming reaction to that, and a lot of people reaching out to help his foundation that's named after his daughter. So that's the stuff we love. We love, Brady, is to have that kind of impact on a listening audience, that they not only listen and feel good about a story, but they get involved. They want to help financially or otherwise. So really excited about last weekend's show. That's what I've been doing this morning, just kind of dealing with that and all the people that responded and reacted and want to get involved. So it's been really cool.
Yeah, Jerry, I love it, man. I love what you do. We sure enjoy having you on KFKA. It's been a treat listening to you going back to football season. Not as fun, not as many wins there, but it was still great to hear you there. And with Ed McCaffrey's first real year of coaching. And then, of course, this group that we were so excited about. We've been watching them grow up for years. So I loved your tweet about George Karl speaking to this team earlier back in September. That seems like a lifetime ago. I was fortunate you invited me along to meet George. That was one of the coolest moments of my sports life, to be honest. And I love what you said. He clearly motivated him a little bit, and I think he sure did.
Well, there's talent there, and that's usually the number one factor in winning games is talent. But I think George helped out. I just think the fact that he showed up there and those players saw a future Hall of Fame coach and one of the greatest coaches in NBA history, saw him there, that he would take the time to come and watch their practice, sit down and talk to them. I just think it meant a lot to them. I don't know if they learned tactics or any strategy or anything from George, but just the fact that he was there, I think they were impressed by that. They were impressed that a guy like that would come to Greeley, to UNC, where he could be, he's probably invited everywhere and turns a lot of stuff down. I think they were impressed by that, and they appreciated that. So I know Coach Smiley learned some things from George Karl, and how can you not? I mean, this guy's got a world of knowledge. So, yeah, that was fun. I was able to be involved with, came up there with George, and you were there. You and I had lunch with him, and that's just a fun day, I think, for everybody.
Yeah, no question about it, my friend. Jerry, appreciate you. I know we're still sorting out details to see what it looks like as far as the KFK broadcast schedule for the CBI tournament. So we'll be giving folks the update as soon as we know a little bit more.
Sounds great. I'm looking forward to that first game and hopefully more than that.
All right, my man. Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the UNC Bears. Great to hear him as always. 37 minutes after the hour. When we come back, are the Broncos hot on two players trail right now, or one of the two, when it comes to the edge. 38 minutes after the hour, let's jump out and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.